buttermilk. Well, that's what you buy for a recipe. You use a cup or so, and a couple of months later, it's still sitting in the fridge. Then you hear people reminiscing about the buttermilk on the farm, the drink everyone couldn't get enough of. Well, where's that buttermilk? It's in Vermont, and it's being made by Diane St. Clair. Diane's famous in food circles for her butter. It's the only one that Chef Thomas Keller will use. Well, now the delicious leftovers of that remarkable butter are going into bottles. And she does this all with merely 10 cows on her animal farm in Orwell, Vermont. Well, Diane's written the Animal Farm Buttermilk Cookbook. Diane, it's good to have you with us.
Thanks for inviting me.
Really? Only 10 cows?
Really only 10 cows, Lynn. But I started with two, so now I figure I'm a big farm.
But seriously, I can imagine that the demand for your products is huge. Why not more than 10 cows?
Well, you know, I got into farming because I love cows, and I wanted to be a farmer and a butter maker. And I think that if I got much larger, I would have to give one of those things up. The thing that usually goes is the milking, which I do at either end of the day, and I'm in my creamery during the day. But milking is an essential part of what I do because it's the time I get to check in with the cows, see how they're feeling, see what they're up to, give them a scratch. It's what I love, and I wouldn't want to do my job without it. So if I get too big, I can't do that.
Yeah, you said something at one point. I read that if you get to the point where you forget their names, it's too many cows.
Exactly. I have to be able to just reel off their names. And, you know, I think maybe after 10 or 11, I have to say 11 because I have one coming up. I won't be able to do that anymore. I'm getting older.
Well, yeah. But as long as the cows don't know about it, it's great.
Exactly.
So how is your buttermilk different from the buttermilk that we get in the supermarket?
I think that most people don't realize that the buttermilk they get in the supermarket is, in fact, skim or low-fat milk to which a culture has been added. Real buttermilk is exactly what it sounds like. It's milk that was left over from the butter churn. And sadly, in our days of, you know, mass production of dairy foods, that's been lost. What I'm making on my farm is coming out of my churn. So that means that it started with cream, right, not with low-fat milk. And so I make a cultured butter. So I put a cultured cream in my churn. And then when the churning is done, what I have left is butter and this wonderful, creamy, tangy buttermilk, which is the real deal.
What does the culture do to the cream?
The culture acidifies it, basically. It's putting a lactobacillus culture in. It's fermenting it, for lack of a better word. And that makes it easier to churn. But also, I start with essentially a creme fraiche product. That's what's going into my churn. Uh-huh. And so the buttermilk that's left over is very clabbered and creamy and has flecks of butter in it. It's absolutely amazing. And I think probably approximates what happened on farms 100 years ago when everybody made butter on the farm.
And these are the, you know, you hear people reminiscing even more from more recent times, fabulous buttermilk. They couldn't wait to drink it. And
yes,
I think
delicious.
We rarely feel that way about the stuff we get in the supermarket.
Yeah, I think of people, you know, I was talking to somebody when I was on my book tour in Charleston. She was lamenting how you used to see buttermilk all over the South and it's gone. And I think it's because pre-refrigeration, people kept milk around and it clabbered, it fermented. This is very common in warm cultures. They have some kind of clabbered milk. And that was delicious to drink. But then when it became commercialized and you were just working with skim milk, a lot of the taste was lost and people didn't like drinking it as much.
Okay. What do you do with this wonderful milk?
Well, I wrote the book because I decided that buttermilk isn't just for breakfast anymore. I mean, everybody knows, oh, it's fabulous in waffles and pancakes, and it makes things rise miraculously. But in fact, you can do lots of things with it. I think that one thing is that people are intimidated to cook with buttermilk. And one reason for that is it can do what we call the break. if you heat it too harshly, if you take it to a boiling point, mm-hmm. if you're not slow and steady with it, it can break. But that break will often come back, and you can then put that back into your sauce, and it will melt back down. But in my book, I talk about how not to be intimidated by this, to cook slow and easy, not to add any extra acid. And another secret thing is to maybe put some flour in it. For instance, you can make a fabulous bechamel sauce with buttermilk, and it won't break because you've got that flour in there.
Oh, that would have such a delicious tang to it.
Yes, and you know how sometimes cream or milk can kind of make it a little gluey and flat, but the buttermilk gives it this wonderful acidity and a lightness, and it's great in lasagna. I use it as a white sauce on pizza. It really adds another dimension of flavor.
So can we make buttermilk ourselves?
Yes, and I encourage people to do this. What's important is to try to source an excellent cream, because the fresher and better the cream, the better your buttermilk will be. And then you also need to, if you can find a buttermilk that has a live culture, that's what you need. You're going to take that cream and heat it very gently to about 70 degrees using a thermometer.
Uh-huh.
Take it off. What I like to do is put it in a yoga therm, because...
Well, what's a yoga therm?
Oh, it's a wonderful little device that will hold about a quart of fluid milk, but it's surrounded by styrofoam so that it will keep that temperature stable.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to add, let's say you've got 4 cups of cream, a cup of buttermilk with a live culture, and just keep it at that temperature overnight. Stick the yoga therm top back on it.
Uh-huh.
And then in the morning, you'll have this nice, thick product. It will be like a creme fraiche or a thick yogurt Ooh. Consistency. You put it in a food processor, and in 3 or 4 minutes, you're going to have butter and buttermilk. You're then going to run that through a sieve, save your buttermilk like the precious gold that it is, and then you're going to take that butter and put it on a slab, you know, some kind of cool slab, and wash it so that you get all of the milky substance out of it, you know, fold it over, wash it. And then it's going to keep for a couple of weeks in the refrigerator and will be delicious butter.
Now we know what Thomas Keller has been getting. We just need your cows, that's all.
Well, that's the thing. You should find some nice Jersey cream. That's what you want to do.
Thank you so much for talking with us, Diane.
It's been a pleasure.
Diane St. Clair and her Jersey cows live on Animal Farm in Orwell, Vermont. Diane's book is The Animal Farm Buttermilk Cookbook. Now, one way of using your homemade buttermilk is with a recipe for Indian buttermilk soup. And it's on the website, splendidtable.org.